I want to share with you a story of patience and resilience and what happens when you stop expecting, stop chasing, but just start showing up. This is not only for YouTubers, this is for everybody. And if you know me at all by now, you know that it is not about bragging, me bragging about my success. I have something that I observed, I have a lesson from what I've learned for myself, and I want to share this with you. I started this journey almost 2.5 years ago. Back then, a lot of people had started telling me, my friends and my students, that I have a lot of skills that in yoga and meditation and in spirituality and philosophy, that and they told me that, you know, I can communicate, I can articulate my points simply, so I should put it on YouTube. I planned for almost 2 years how I will start my YouTube before starting, and then I was like, you know what, I cannot just keep planning, I have to show up. I knew this before starting anything new, this happens, and I knew that eventually I have to stop planning, stop creating spreadsheets, and just show up and start making videos. So I did start, and I did commit like really well. I started with monthly yoga challenges. So when I started YouTube, for 60 days in a row, there was a yoga practice every single day. I was myself an active yoga teacher back then at that point, and I was having 4 or 5 classes per day. I was going on my bike from one class to another, and I was also running and swimming, and also I loved going to gym in that period. So all of that was happening. Plus, I was recording, editing, uploading. It was not easy. I sacrificed all my weekends for that. And the videos will get 100, 200, 300 views. If a video got 500 to 1000 views, that video for me was a successful video. And so I kept on going, and I told myself from the very beginning to not expect anything for at least first 3 years. I told myself that even if one person shows up and one person comments and tells me that they practiced or they liked it or they thanked me for it, that was enough fuel for me to keep on going. This is the same attitude I had with my physical classes. Whenever, you know, I had another class and I was so tired because it was my, I don't know, 20th class in a week, I would tell myself, Hitesh, this person showed up for you. This person doesn't care how tired you are or not. They're giving their money and their time to you. And so do your best in the moment. So this also taught me to be vulnerable, honest, and be fully present. And that's what, if I would go from one place to another on my bike, I'm riding my bike tired and telling myself, Hitesh, you're going for a private class right now. This person just wants to practice with you. They don't have to bear the burden of your tiredness or your exertion. So just show up fully. And every time I will practice, I still do, keeping a beginner's mindset and just keep showing up and do my best. And that way, I think, I feel that I did a good job in everything because I was successful in all terms. Like monetarily, I was successful. I made so many connections, so many good friends, so many long-lasting relationships I built in that period. And there was so much satisfaction because people would come up to me and show gratitude. And that was much bigger than anything else that comes through these transactions. So I think there was something I learned, and I applied that on YouTube. And I said, Hitesh, one person practices, that one person's life changing in any small way is much bigger than any big crowd or huge number. So I told myself 3 years. 2 years into my YouTube journey, I came to India. 1.5 years into my YouTube journey, 6 months I didn't do much, and then I started making videos again. And now, as I was going to the mountains, recording my classes, I was trying a few different things. This thought came to me one day when I was on top of a mountain, recorded 4 meditation sessions. It was December, I think, last December. 4 meditation sessions, one after another, a beautiful view of the mountains. And I was coming back around sunset time, and I was walking towards the sunset, beautiful golden light. And I was telling myself that something is missing. I'm not feeling like I'm showing myself to the world the way my friends know me, or the way people know me, who meet me physically. And then I thought, man, I think I should talk. I should just, this clarity came to me. A lot of things came to me by being in the mountains, and a lot of clarity came in my 1 year of being in the Himalayas. And So I started blabbering to myself all the way down from my hike from the mountaintop to my motorbike. And that day, the idea was born that I should also share my perspective on life. So a few days later, I was speaking to a friend of mine. And after my call ended with him, I just went on and blabbered a video. If you go to my channel, I'll put it here or here somewhere. This is like, have you figured life out? Something about in your 30s, have you figured life out? I still sometimes listen to that video and I find it so raw, so tender, so cute in a way. And even your comments tell me the same. I would suggest you, if you're interested, go ahead and look at this video. There's no editing there. And that was how it started. And I started talking. Around the same time, I told myself that, hey, I don't give a damn about this 3-year mark. I'm gonna go on uploading this for 10 years. This is gonna be my digital library. This is going to be a place where I show up no matter how many people join me. I told myself that there are way many more important things here, what I'm doing, than the result of getting a big number of people subscribing to you. So I started showing up, being more present, doing it for myself, refining the way I talk, refining. When I say refining, all that refining meant to be more authentic, to be more vulnerable, to be more honest with the way I speak to you. And to the way I say things, what I say. I don't say things that I don't believe in, that I don't live by, just because they sound good. Things like that, right? So I gave myself this 10-year mark that I'm just going to grow very slowly. I was thinking maybe by the end of this year, my channel will be monetized. Maybe by the end of this year, I'll have 10,000 subscribers and things like this. All this when I was at the mark of around 5,000 subscribers. Okay. And that was at the end of February, this February. And then on 1st of March, I saw that there was a trending video where people were sharing their life experiences, 30 years of their life experiences, or 40 or 50 or 10 or 20 in 10 minutes or 15 minutes. So you could change the numbers, but title remains the same. So the first reaction was like, no, I'm not going to follow a trend. Like, you know, I'm not going to do it what everybody does. But then I thought, okay, if I can be honest with my sharing, if I can really share with everybody what is true for me, but just use the title. So it's not really a cheating, right? It's not really a clickbait. And that video, I had a feeling that not only that I'm going to post it, I knew it's going to go viral. When I was writing a script for that video, I wrote down viral video and just had a feeling that's going to go. And I wrote down and I just spoke to myself for a couple of times. And one morning I just got up. I was postponing it for like a week. And one morning I just got up, went to the rooftop, just blabbered. And that video now has 1.4 million views. It took my channel from 5,000 subscribers to 70,000 subscribers in around 1 month time. And we are where we are, as you know. So things can change anytime. And in fact, the things changed for me when I stopped really minding about that change. I didn't care when that change comes. Now, one more thing that I wanted to tell you before is that there was also this inner expectation, inner desire that eventually I'm going to go back to Europe. I knew a few months before that I'm going to move to Germany. And I wanted really to have some passive income, to create some source of income that did not depend on me being physically present with teaching yoga. I wanted to be smart with how I earn money and just create some kind of a secondary source of income, not to really become too rich or something, but just to, you know, some money coming to support me and for me not to have this pressure when I go to Germany to immediately look for a job or yoga studios and all that. You know, I wanted to just flow peacefully in life. And this was not happening. 1st of March, I posted this video, and mid-March, actually, I already came to Germany. And within that time, like right around that time, the video got hit. And the channel got monetized. That video alone got $3,000. The whole channel in 1 month got around $5,000. And I was blown away by that, you know. Of course, I had spent a lot of time and a lot of energy, but I wasn't expecting any viral moment. I was expecting slow, steady growth. And so what is the lesson that I could share from this? That, you know, create because you love creating, as I say, always do things because you want to do them. If you find your desired result, well and good. If not, keep on enjoying life. Keep on, you know, don't shy away from hard work. Don't shy away from smart work. Don't shy away from keeping this brain active and play with, you know, how the energy works, and always keep improvising, always keep learning. I still have a long way to go. And none of this would have been possible without you. Each one of you who watches, each one of you who contributed to that, there's a big gratitude in my heart for all of you, and a big thank you for being there, for supporting. I didn't even know how these videos will be perceived. So you watched it, you liked it, you sent so much love through your comments, through your emails, and now we are where we are together in this. I really appreciate that. This is really meaningful, beautiful for me. But this happened when, in my life, when I lost all the desire for any kind of fame, any kind of big success, any kind of big money, and I just enjoy being, you know, in the now and just really, really grounding myself in the moment, all this happened and all this continues to happen. So, yeah, don't make money your priority. Don't make any of the material things your priority. Make your priority your heart, your soul, your connection, and just show up in the world, you know, honestly, authentically. What is yours will come to you. What is yours, no one can take away from you. Just keep on showing up, you know, keep on being curious, keep on learning. That's the only thing there is. When you will succeed, you never know. If you will succeed, you never know. But it can happen. Just be open for that. Keep doing your work. That's all I can say. So please keep supporting the channel by watching, by commenting, you know, by staying connected. But also, if you can monetarily support this channel, I would very gladly welcome it, appreciate it. You can do it through PayPal or through Patreon. Whenever I start it, I'm taking time to think nicely about it. And so whenever I open the channel for Patreon membership, please support me through that. Or YouTube memberships, please support me through that. Or the PayPal that you will find in description, in the pinned comment and the about section. And people from India will find the UPI ID. Support the channel, support this work so I can keep showing up well and good, and, you know, with enough clarity and contentment. And yeah, let's see where this journey takes us. We are together in this, and I really, really, really appreciate and love all of you who are here watching. See you next time. Take good care of yourselves.